Welcome to the Secrets of High Demand Coaches podcast, where I interview some of the best coaches in the business to find their secrets and share them with the world. I'm Scott Rittheimer, founder and CEO of Scale Architects, and we help founders and leaders find the right coach at the right time so they can achieve the predictable success they deserve. And a huge part of that is helping great coaches do great work that creates enormous demand for their services with way less effort. If you're a high demand coach, I'd absolutely love to share your story and expertise as well. So stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you can be our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome once again to the Secrets of the High Demand Coach podcast. And here with us today is the one and only from the other side of the world, practically, Meir Ezra, who's an Israeli born and raised coach and consultant, leader and visionary, who after completing 6 years in a top unit in the Israeli submarine, Meir traveled the Far East, including hiking through the Himalayas. And Meir then moved to South Africa, where he established his own company, which grew to $100 million in 3 years, all by the age of 31. Meir went on to establish multiple companies across the globe and has many inventions and patents in his name and has invested in countless businesses. He gives a guarantee that no one else provides. Now, a target is agreed upon for your business and your life. And if you follow the steps he lays out, he guarantees your success or your money back. He's here with us today. Meir, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you on. This has been a very long time coming, but you're here and we're ready to go. So for founders who are out there, and I would go so far as to say like pre-founders, right? Folks who've had some version of success, but it's not there. It's not checking the box. It's not enough. So many of them are just buzzing with ideas, right? You see these, you talk to them every day. They have tons of ideas, but they don't know where to start. What's the first thing that someone should do if they're thinking about starting a business to make sure that that business aligns with the goals that they actually have, not just for their business, but for life and relationships and everything in between?
Okay. So first of all, hi. Hi to you and for all the listeners. If I look at starting a business, you need to understand that a doctor is in the business of fixing bodies, and he study for 7, 8, 9, 10 years before he can actually do an operation. An engineer learn how to be an engineer for many years. A driver learn for quite a while before he become a good driver. Somehow people think that a business is something, a different kind of animal that you can just start it and know what to do. You need to learn. Now, most businesses starting because someone is really good at something. Let's say I'm a good dentist. So I will say, well, you know, I'm going to start a business being a dentist. But being a dentist is just one area of the business. A business has seven areas. Every business across the world have seven divisions, seven areas. And the technical side is one area. So even if you are extremely good technician or extremely good dentist or extremely good doctor, a lawyer, you have 14% chances of success. And indeed, most businesses don't make it because they not learn how to be a lawyer for 7 years and they've learned how to market for 27 seconds, if at all. Yes, and they've learned finance for even less, and they learned their relationship for even less, and they learned about ethics for even less, and they learned about how are you becoming a founder? What does it mean to be a founder for even less? So if you don't know what are the seven areas, that's number one. And number two, if you don't invest in yourself, in learning those areas, chances of success are zero. And indeed, most companies close within the first 5 years. And even those that don't, they close. Most owners of businesses, earn less than if they will work at that same job for someone else.
Yeah.
So it's not such a good idea to start a business if you don't know how to run a business, much like it's not such a good idea to take an airplane if you didn't learn how to fly it. Yes? It's just not such a good idea. The crash with an airplane is very fast. It's a matter of minutes or seconds. The crash with a business takes a bit longer and costs much more.
Yeah, it's so true.
The first thing is you need to learn. You need to know that you don't know.
I love that. I love that. I love that because I feel like most people just try to skip this stage altogether. And there, like, there are real reasons why. I mean, most folks don't start a business because everything's wonderful, right? Usually there's some kind of like they're driven to at best to solve a really big problem in the world, right? At worst, to get rid of their boss. You know, like they're just trying to, or because their boss got rid of them. So like there are some real factors that go on here, but when you look at, here's the other part of the problem. I don't think most people who are successful give this season its due, right? A lot of folks won't say that because they kind of want to look like the overnight success. Like that plays into the story and the mystique and the aura better. And so one of the things you don't hear when you hear a lot of stories is the season of learning ahead of time.
Yeah.
And so, as someone who has done this many times, as someone who has helped other people through this, help us to redefine like short run success. How do you succeed in that learning stage before you make the leap?
So the first thing that I will do, every person that come to me, I guarantee the success. I say, if you come to me, I'll teach you how to start your business or wherever you are to fix your business, whatever. If you don't succeed, we define the result. If you don't get the result, you don't pay me, I pay you damages. So it's not that I just give a guarantee that you will not pay me. If you don't make the money, I will pay you. But you just need to do what we agreed that you will do on time. Now, prerequisite for doing anything, you have to understand it. I know it's almost like, why do you need to say it? You do. Prerequisite is not, you don't need to parrot it. This is different than parroting. There's one thing to parrot something, and there's another thing to understand something. So the first thing that I do with any person that I start to work with, I teach him how to learn. And you say, what? You need to learn? Yeah. And you need to learn how to learn. Why? Because everyone being in school, no one remember 1% of what they've studied at school. And every single person that I worked with don't understand fully what they read.
Wow.
Or what they see. They don't actually understand. Like the simplest thing, everyone wants to be successful. What does it mean success? They can give me examples of success.
Right.
Or successful people, but they cannot define what is the definition of the word success. Now, if you don't know what does it mean, how can you become successful?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. You want a tomato, but you don't know what is a tomato. How can you find a tomato between all the vegetables? You have to have a definition of what is success, and there's not example of successful people. And this is just one word. What is money? Everyone know, well, money. They know what currency is, but what is money? What is marketing? What is a salesperson? A salesperson is a person that sells. No, not even close. A salesperson is a person that helps the prospect to help himself with my product or services, which means I never tell my salespeople sell more. I tell them help more.
Yeah.
Because we are helping the prospect. Now, if you understand that you actually, a salesperson is a person that help the prospect, your viewpoint changed totally. Because, okay, so how do I help him? Well, I need to understand him if I want to help him, et cetera, et cetera. So the first thing I do, I teach people how to understand.
Yeah.
Like how to learn, how do you get an understanding? Yeah. How do you get an understanding of anything? So nothing is complex. If you need to learn Excel, and I need you to learn how to do X lookup. How do you learn it in such a way that it's easy? You do it while you're sleeping. How nothing fazes you.
Yeah.
If you can learn anything, nothing will faze you. You know, most of the people know the story about if you give a person a fish, he will have a meal. But if you give him a fishing rod, he will have a job. Yes? No, if you give him a fish, you will have a meal. If you give him a fishing rod, he is now your slave. But if you teach him how to learn, he can do anything he wants. He can learn any profession and he can improve. Otherwise, he's just a fisherman forever and ever and ever. So the first thing you need to learn how to learn. It sounds almost unbelievable, but that's what's missing for most people. They cannot learn, so they don't learn. Even if they passed, even if they are doctors and they've passed the exams, they didn't actually learn. They can do the job. They mimic like children, mimic the parents, and they can parrot a lot of words, but they didn't actually learn.
Yeah.
And this is amazing, 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 because I said that the only reason people are having problem in life is because they're operating on what I term fake reality. What is a fake reality? Fake reality is a piece of information. You are 100% sure it's correct, but when you use it, it doesn't bring the expected result. You're 100% sure it's correct to drink to solve your problem, but you drink and it doesn't bring the expected result. Your problem grows, it didn't become smaller, yes? So anything that you do that don't bring the expected result is a fake reality. You cannot see that you have fake reality, but you can see that you don't have the expected result. So you need to know that when you don't have the expected result, you're operating on a fake reality, and it is time to start working and start looking and start digging and finding out, okay, what don't I know? What don't I know? Always, I don't know how to learn. If you have fake reality, it means you misunderstood something because you don't know how to learn.
Hi there, this is Scott. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to get back to the show in just a few seconds, but first I wanted to let you know about my brand new Founders Evolution Quiz. If you're a founder, business owner, or CEO who feels overworked by the business you lead and underwhelmed by the results you're getting, you're doing it wrong. Succeeding as a founder all comes down to doing the right one or two things for right now. So take the quiz today at founderquiz.com. Again, that's founderquiz.com. And in just 10 questions, you can figure out what stage you're in so you can focus on what's going to work and say goodbye to everything else. Now, back to the show.
Yeah. Wait, I love that so much because what it highlights is the humility that's necessary to succeed, right? If you don't get this now, you will be force-fed it, you know, multiple times throughout the rest of the journey. So I love that. I couldn't agree more. I think it's the perfect opportunity. To the extent that I agree with you that it's a superpower once you have it, right? And when you look at founders who get there, either, you know, consciously or just by like, you know, life handing it to them for long enough and them staying upright long enough, you know, it's profound what founders can do and how they can adapt and what they can learn at later stages because of this. Now, the question that I have for you, because we've talked a lot about people jumping too soon, but there's this equal but opposite problem where folks don't jump at all, right? It's just, it's wait, and we never really make the leap. So for someone who has the idea that they, but they're lacking the confidence that they need to bet in themselves, what's a tool that you have or that you've seen that is helpful in helping build that confidence to actually make the leap and bet on themselves?
What I do when someone lack confidence, the only reason he's there is because he had the step that he needed to move from here to here. And the step was too big and he failed. And after you failed, you'll have a doubt. Doubt is the result of too many failures. I go to a lady and I said, you want to go out? And she said, no. I go to another lady and she said, no. I go to another lady, she said, no. I have failure after failure after failure. When the next lady show up, I go to my friend, I say, why don't you go? I will not ask her anymore because I had so many failures. Why do you have a failure? because you step too fast, too high. Always assuming that you've learned, the next thing that you need to understand that you need to do steps at the gradient, at the size that you can chew. So what I'll do, I will see, okay, fine, he wants to start a business and he cannot start a business. At the moment, he's stuck in doubt. So I go back and I ask him, okay, good. What can you do that regards to the business? Let's define the product. Okay, like 100%. You know what you're going to sell. Now I want you to just draw for me or doing different demos of how this thing going to work. And I sit with him and I get him to just imagine it and draw it and imagine it and draw it. I mean, imagine it and draw it. I think he can draw the business and all the possible problems and all the possible solutions. And sometimes it takes few weeks or few months until he's really, really can do all of that. And how do I know that he actually can do? Because he's starting the business.
Yeah.
Because the law is, if you can look at something, really look at something, you will control it. And control equals income. Control equals income. If I control the car, I get the income from the car. In that case, the income of the car is arriving safely and fast and comfortably. If I control my children, I have children that contribute to society and not becoming drug addict. If I control my wife, then I'm a magician, but that's a different thing.
Oh my goodness. All right. There's been so much in here to unpack already, especially for folks that are in this stage. But Meir, I want to, before I let you go, I've got one more question for you. And then I want to make sure folks know how they can get in touch with you and learn more about what you guys do at Guaranteed Prosperity. But the question is this: what is the biggest secret that you wish wasn't a secret at all? What's that one thing you wish everybody watching or listening today knew?
That people are actually good. People are actually so good, and every bad action they do is because they just don't know and they try to solve the problem incorrectly. But I say that I define a sin as an action that creates damage in an effort to help, in an effort to resolve a problem. Every single person that I worked with, regardless of how bad the action that he did, was because he was good. And the only thing that saved that person is because I could see that he's good and I was not impressed by his bad actions. So he tried to impress me by his bad action because this is really sitting very heavy on him. But I still did not find one person that's really bad. Every person that doing bad action, I've seen a lot of bad actions. Every person that doing bad actions, if you will check, you will see he's good. If you check anything that you did that you are not 100% proud of, you'll see that you did it in an effort to resolve a problem. You just didn't know how. So you did something that created the damage. But if you knew exactly how, you wouldn't. Yeah. So because people cannot learn, they cannot actually solve problems. And because they cannot solve problems, they commit sins and then they convince themselves that they are bad. And because they are bad, they're cutting the power. And because they're cutting the power, they don't try and they're going into this dwindling spiral, deterioration. And really, what's the only thing that you have to work with people is that they're actually good despite all the bad. Wow. And if you understand that, if you know that, there's no situation that you cannot fix, because if you just insist that the person is good, things will be magical. And I say that people are a little bit confused, because machines you fix by finding what's wrong with them. People you fix by finding what's right with them.
Wow.
And if you know that, you really help. You really bring an improvement. And you need to know it about yourself and about others.
Yeah. Meir, there's folks listening and it's just the right word for the right moment. It's exactly what they needed, and they'd like to find out where they can find more. Where can they find more about you and the work that you do?
You can go to my website, gprosperity.com, or Instagram. We have ton of free content, gprosperity, or Guaranteed Prosperity Official, or Mayor Ezra Official. Just check my name. My name is a little bit unique name.
Fantastic.
So, Mayor Ezra Official, you'll see me. And ton, and really a lot of free content, but valuable. And really valuable. You just need to, it's not just hype. So for people that try the hype and are ready for results, if you look at what I'm doing, it requires understanding. You cannot just look at at what I'm saying and say, oh, that sounds nice. It's not. You really need to confront what you read to really understand each and every word. And then your life will change 100%, no question asked. And next to the ton of content that we have, I think we have, if I'm not mistaken, at least 50,000 success stories on the different social platforms. So
fantastic.
At least 50,000.
Fantastic. Well, Meir, thank you so much for being on the show. Just a privilege and honor having you here today. I really appreciate it. For those of you watching and listening, you know that your time and attention mean the world to us. I hope you got as much out of this conversation as I know I did, and I cannot wait to see you next time. Take care.
Yep. Thank you, everyone.
Scott Ritzheimer here. Thank you so much for listening to the Secrets of High Demand Coaches podcast. If you are a successful coach, consultant, or advisor who's built a strong book of business and would like to be on the program, please visit go.scalearchitects.com. And if you got something out of this interview, would you share this episode on social media and just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on the socials? If you know someone who'd be a great guest, you can tag them on social media to let them know about the show. And make sure you include the hashtag #HighDemandCoaching. I love seeing your posts. I love seeing your guest suggestions. Thank you so much. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any of those episodes, go ahead and subscribe now. Your thumbs up, your ratings, your reviews, they go a long way to help us promote the show, and they mean a lot to me and my team. If you want to know more, you can go to our website, www.scalearchitects.com, or you can follow me or the company on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.